Welcome to Batyard's Finest, bringing you the finest of Batman and Superman pop culture. From Metropolis, I am Josh from Batyard Productions.
And I'm Mateo. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, so Matt lost his voice moments prior to us recording this podcast, which is a great
thing. I have a full thing that I sneeze, my fucking vocal cords just go.
So Matt's sneeze is so powerful that his vocal cords come out of his nostrils when he sneezes.
It doesn't have to be that.
It sounds like an elephant. No, that's when you blow your nose. So it's going to be one of those shows today. Matthew, have a few little tidbits of DC news. You know, isn't that grand? Wonder Woman 1984 is actually set to release. I think it's October. December 31st, if I'm not mistaken. It's supposed to be released in theaters and on HBO Max.
Okay. So there's a saver to the theater thing.
When is it coming out? Oh, it says it's coming out on Christmas Day. So the 25th. Okay. So finally we're going to be able to see this movie. To be honest, the hype for this movie kind of died off for me. You know, like I'm like interested in seeing it, but I'm not like, oh yeah, Wonder Woman. I really need to see this movie, you know, like, I don't know how you feel about it.
No, the hype for me died down right after the first wave of it being pushed.
Yeah, it was supposed to be released in like June or something. That's when I was kind of like, you know, I was a little amped up.
Yeah, that's what was hype.
Yeah, that's when I was.
And it would be October. I was like, nah. Now you're telling me December. But then I'm hearing a lot of states are going closing.
Yeah, it seems like.
What the hell is happening
now? I don't understand because it seems like. We're kind of going back to being quarantined again. I don't know how it is in your states, but I mean, we're not actively quarantined right now. Everything's not shut down at this point, is what I'm trying to say. But it seems like the percentages are going up because schools are, you know, I would say they're all congregating, and I think that's what's fluctuating the numbers right now is all these people are kind of together and all the numbers are going to go up, and now it's kind of retroactively, you know, affecting that. So it seems like that shit is going to close down again, basically right when this movie is supposed to be in theaters. This is such a shit year. You know,
yep.
You know, fuck your hindsight 2020 shit. This is going to be shitty. All right. I don't know. I'm guessing I just went through a rabbit hole there. All right. I guess it'll be Christmas or December 30th, something like that. I just looked at Gal Gadot's Instagram post and it didn't really tell me exact date. But what I'm looking at on Google that it's showing on Christmas Day.
It's not really a good set day, but what are you going to do?
I don't know. I mean, movies get released on Christmas Day on regular years, so it's like, I guess it's a good time because everyone's together, you know, college students are back home, you know, it's a good time for families to go out, you know, to see a movie. But that was on years that weren't this year. So it's going to be a different kind of atmosphere. I don't know. I don't have HBO Max. Matt, do you have HBO Max?
No.
Matt has.
I was just going to try a free trial when the Snyder Cut came out.
Yeah, which is a year from now. I think it's September or October. Oh, news about the Snyder Cut. Apparently, there's some new images that were released for the Snyder Cut. Yeah, the Steppenwolf. Have you seen that?
Yeah, it looks a little bit different. He's a lot spikier.
It looks like shit. I think it looks terrible.
I will take
I think the other one looks better. I agree. One. It just looks like too much is going on. It looks like a Transformer. Like, I don't know. Like
he looks like a Transformer, Decepticon's dick.
Yeah, he looks like a Decepticon where there's like too much detail going on, where it's like too complicated, and I can't really focus on the image
remember
itself.
Remember how we were complaining about Cyborg?
Yeah. It looks like it looks worse. Yeah, it looks worse.
Now stupid he looks. Mm-hmm. This is where he's going back to
work. And it looks worse. I think it looks way worse. Yeah. And the original design looked terrible. And this design looks awful. And everyone's like advocating this Snyder cut. I think it's going to be terrible. I know I said this prior. I think it's going to be fucking awful. I mean, it might be better than the Justice League movie that we got, but that's not saying much because that movie was terrible. That movie sucked. That was just a corporate product, like shot out, like with like basically gluing the seams with super glue together. That was basically what the movie we got is. I mean, this might be more of the vision that Zack Snyder wanted us to see, but I'm hearing Jared Leto is going to be in the movie as the Joker, which is like the Joker that no one likes. So, like, what is his part going to be in Justice League? Like in the original movie. Where does he fit? He doesn't fit in that story at all.
He fits in the Suicide Squad stuff. That's it. Because
yeah,
that's his shit.
But there are they? But are even? They're not even going to use him for that. They're not even going to use him for Suicide Squad.
They deleted him.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what DC's doing. It's just putting a very bad taste in my mouth. You know, I know a lot of people are advocating like Zack Snyder's like the savior of the DC universe. I mean, he started the DC universe, which made it very polarizing with fan base and to begin with. So I am not an advocate for Zack Snyder. I'm interested in seeing the Snyder cut, but he almost had a big, like a good window where he could have said, oh yeah, my movie would have been so much better and never released anything. But now that he's releasing his vision of the Justice League, it better be like the greatest fucking thing you ever seen because there's so much hype behind it. And now, like, once we see the product, it's not going to be nearly as good as people are advocating for. So it's going to be a disappointment, even if it's good. It's going to be a disappointment. I am, like, my expectations are, like, down here. While everyone else is like up here, so I'm expecting to be at least I'm gonna be at least pleasantly surprised when I'm gonna be like here, you know. And then people from up here are hyping it up, are just gonna bring the bar down and go like, oh, this was awful, you know. So I think I might get a little more enjoyment that way.
Give me a trailer.
But my bar is so low. It's so low.
And the thing is, like, if Zack's the savior, what the fuck is James Gunn?
Yeah, James Gunn.
He looks like he's putting freaking DC back on the board.
That's the only thing I'm actually interested in is that's the thing I'm most anticipating is Suicide Squad 2 out of all the new DC stuff that's coming out. You know, that's the only movie I'm actually interested in because they gave – from what I'm seeing, they gave James Gunn free reign. They're like, do whatever you want. You're obviously successful with Guardians of the Galaxy. So you just do what you want. So No. I don't think they're going to have the Joker in it. I mean, I don't really need to have the Joker in it. No one likes Jared Leto.
Gotham, it looks like.
Mm.
Like, it doesn't need the Joker to be in it. It'd be really stupid to add Joker into, like they have a scene where Croc is about to eat somebody in the jungle. So
Killer Croc's in it?
Not Killer Croc, King
Shark. Shark. Yeah, I think they got rid of Killer Croc because no one liked his design. He looked fine. Yeah, he looked all right. I wasn't mad at it.
It just wasn't Killer Croc.
Yeah.
Because
size difference.
and all that other
Doomsday
stuff.
Decide. It was just like he was just a pointless character. All in the first Suicide Squad, yeah. All the characters were very pointless. So I don't think the size was the problem. I don't think the makeup was a problem. I just think he was just pointless and he had nothing to do in the movie. That's, I think, what the problem is. He said that he didn't serve really anything. What did he do?
I don't know. Whoever
I don't remember.
Other than him swimming into a
film. Yeah, he swam underground or something. Yeah, that's all I remember. And then
he detonated a bomb, maybe. No, yeah. Someone else did
that. Did he die? I don't even remember this movie.
Yeah,
he died. I don't fucking remember. I don't remember this shit. I just don't remember his movies. It's just like, what's the point? Oh my! It just makes me upset. You know, like I'm beyond the point of upset. I want DC to be a train wreck. You know, like it's fucking sucked already. Fuck it. Just make it as shitty as possible.
Wow.
And I'm fucking.
You did.
I did because they gave me they look what they gave me already. You know, I mean, you know, that's not entirely true. I'm excited for Robert Pattinson's Batman, and I'm excited for Suicide Squad 2. That's what I'm excited for. The Flash movie with the Michael Keaton buzz is getting me a little excited. The Zack Snyder cut, like, I'm going to see it. No, all I know is Michael Keaton's going to be in it, and what the fuck? Ben Affleck. So apparently they're going to do like the multiverse and crossover that way, which is an interesting concept. It's like, what else can they do at this point? Because they're throwing literally everything at the wall. So what are they going to do? You know, I just hope it's not like what they did with Tom Welling and Kevin Conroy. I know I keep using this as an example where they just like in that crossover with the DC shows. It's just like they show them for like half a second and then they're gone. They don't serve any purpose in the actual plot of the story. I hope they don't do that. I don't think they'll do that. But that's the worst example of like putting in a cameo or a character that's like important to people and then like having them serve no purpose in the story at all. Then just don't have them. If they're not going to do anything, don't have them in the movie. Just don't do it.
To me, I think this is too early for Flashpoint.
It is a little early.
We don't even have an Origins movie of a Flash movie out there. And we don't have like any of the lead up to the point that Flashpoint has to happen.
I don't even like Ezra Miller as Flash. He's like fine.
Neither.
I know like there's some weird video going around where we talked about previously where he's like choking a fan or something. It's just weird.
That was like a year or two ago.
Yeah.
That was right after Justice
League too. It was odd. So like I thought like he was gonna be canceled after that because everyone's getting canceled at this point. Like fuck it. You know, if you,
you can't touch your partner, you can't touch fans, you can't do nothing.
Well, I mean I think it would have been kind of legitimate if people were like, oh, he's not the Flash anymore. I would have been like, okay. I would have, you know, whatever.
I'll take this VW.
Yeah, like
actor Gustin.
He's way better. I think they. I wish they just got him to do it, to be the Flash. I don't know. Maybe this podcast will turn into just movies because I'm like getting just so disappointed with DC. I'm just like getting sad.
The animated movies.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, we got like some subjects today that I'm definitely excited to talk to you about. Like, okay, so we watched a little short YouTube video from 2011, The Daily Show, but it's not The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
That's the one that threw me off. I'm like, this is The Daily Show. What the
fuck? Not Green Lantern. Well, that's their last name, Tim Daly and Sam Daly. And it's their father and son duo, and they basically make these comedy sketches. I wish it was still going on today because they're fucking hilarious. There's ones that are like they go on later on. There's later episodes that are pretty great, but I want to save those for when we actually get to those. We'll save those. But basically, you just want to be a little less douche, and that's the whole concept of the whole short. So, I mean, Tim Daly is the voice of the animated Superman, if you don't know, from Superman Animated Series. I know Sam Daly voiced Superman in something. I don't know. I haven't seen it. But, Matt, what do you think of the Daily Show?
The Daily Show, that was a good show. But be a little bit less douche.
Yeah.
He was being douche the whole video by saying that. And then he has the part when he says, I was him. And he has a Superman toy.
He's like,
Superman toy is the least douchiest thing in the world. Until later on in his life. But watch it.
Yeah, he like picks it up. Like he like picks it up. I got an Emmy. I got an Emmy for voicing Superman. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
There's not really a lot to talk about with the Daily Show. It's just funny. It's pretty great. There's more episodes that are like, you know, longer than this first one. The first one's kind of just setting up like this duality between father and son, like how they're both actors and like the Tim Daly is basically just like putting down his son the whole time. He's like, oh, your photo shoots, your headshots are terrible. You just got to be a little less douche, you know? And then like, he's pointing, my favorite part is when he's pointing out like his clothes and he's like holding it up. He's like, douche, more douche, more douche. And then he like picks up this one shirt. And he's like, oh, this is a little less douche. He's like, what's less douche about this shirt, dad? He's like, that son, that's something a douche would ask, you know? That's my favorite part. Only a douche would ask that question. That was my favorite part. But if you haven't checked it out, check out The Daily Show. Daly. There's no I.
Nope.
It's not with Jon Stewart, not Green Lantern. Jon Stewart. But it's pretty great. It's pretty great. That's all I have to say. So you have any final things about the Daily Show, Matt?
No, I'm trying to keep me down to a minimum, but you basically said my favorite scene too.
Yeah, that was definitely my favorite part.
But the ending is a little weird when he brings out he's my girlfriend. He's like, girlfriend. He's like, yeah. And he has two girlfriends. Is this douchey? Nah.
No, son.
That's the least douchiest thing in the world. You're not the douchiest thing in the world.
It's pretty fucking douchey. if you actually like think about it. But I think he's just like, he has some admiration. He's like, yeah, you know what? That's fucking cool. But yeah, The Daily Show's great. There's more episodes. We'll get into those later. The one with Kevin Conroy is pretty fucking great. That one's really good.
Part of that one now.
Yeah, we'll save that for a later next episode. Excuse me. So, do you have any more BS bullshit you want to talk about?
What's her name? The girl from Green Aquaman.
Amber Heard.
Trying to get her kicked off Aquaman too.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I kind of agree to that. You know, I think what she did was terrible. And I think, well, didn't they already start shooting?
No, they're trying to do this next Snyder stuff again.
Oh, so they didn't, they didn't start shooting.
I don't think they announced shooting yet.
COVID.
They announced the cast, not shoot time.
Yeah, I know they announced her to be in the movie, Amber Heard. Which, if you don't know about Amber Heard and the whole back and forth with, you know, the allegations with Dom.
Yep.
I almost forgot his name. Why can't I think? Yeah, Johnny Depp. Why can't I think of Johnny Depp's name? With Johnny Depp, I would definitely look it up for yourself. Go on YouTube. There's a lot of in-depth conversations that go into, like, recordings and everything and how basically Amber Heard has framed Johnny Depp for abusing her when actually it was the other way around, which is pretty fucked. Kind of like showing a limelight of that. But yeah, I agree. Fuck her. She sucks. She's a terrible person. I don't know how you feel about it.
I think it's kind of bullshit. I think was it Johnny Depp? Suppose in this case right now he's the victim.
Yeah, he's the one he's
Warner Brothers stuff already,
and he's the one being shot in the movies.
The person doing the act
exactly.
And she hasn't any Warner Brothers stuff at all.
Right, exactly.
Meaning DC Warner Brothers, she should have been booted. But you know what? That's how the shit goes in that company.
Well, it's not even just Warner Brothers. Tell me. Not just Warner Brothers. It's fucking Disney. It's
all our topic. What we do here.
It's every fucking. It's every city. Yeah. Just Hollywood in general. It's just the whole thing is so dumb. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. I don't really want to get too. Delve in. But if you want to look it up for yourself, I would definitely, there's definitely some YouTube in-depth you know, commentaries about it, and I would check those out. I don't have anyone offhand I can really name, but just do the research yourself and crack a cold one and and figure it out for yourself. But anyway, you know, I do agree with it. I mean, if she's in the movie, I'll probably still see it, but, you know, whatever.
It's just going to be all fucked.
No. The world's on fire. How about yours? all right. So, well, Matt, are you ready for the main subject that matter?
The meat of this
Yeah, the podcast. Meat of the podcast, which is we're doing Batman, the animated series, Critters, from the new adventures of Batman, where they basically changed the animation to kind of more resemble Superman, the animated series. So this episode is notorious for being one of the worst Batman, the animated series episodes. We're talking about it because Thanksgiving's around the corner, and we thought this was probably the closest thing we could get to Thanksgiving. you know, where there's a lot of farm animals, there's creatures. They actually mentioned Thanksgiving in the beginning of the episode. Did you catch that, Matt?
Yeah, they said they say like something about
turkey legs the size.
One of our chickens.
Turkey legs the size that could feed the whole family during Thanksgiving. Just a turkey leg, so you don't even need a whole turkey. So basically, a microbiologist known as Farmer Brown has developed a chemical that enhances animals that provides a great source of products from their livestock, and his experiments are shown to be like an abomination, forbidden to continue. He's forbidden to continue his practice, which is basically ruins his livelihood. And he takes revenge on Gotham City years later because he invested millions of dollars on making these, you know, these farm animals just massive. So he created the monsters that they thought these original farm animals were, and he gets his revenge on Gotham. So, Matt, wait, go ahead.
The thing is, he is like a scientist, not just a normal farmer. They stated like halfway through the episode, he's a scientist. He's not an average Joe guy that said, I discovered this chemical. He's an asshole that knew how to make it.
Yeah, no, they don't. He basically injects his livestock with steroids, and he wants to.
And his daughter.
Yeah, well, that's later on. But in the beginning, he just injects his livestock with steroids, so it's a, you know, they would get more product and meat out of one animal instead of multiple animals. Basically, he wants to solve world hunger through, you know, basically manipulating the DNA of these animals. But he's condemned for doing so, because I think one of the cows, the cow in the beginning of the episode, like, breaks out of his enclosure, and then he's like, oh, yeah, this is an abomination to the Gotham citizens, and you're condemned from, you know, continuing your research. And
the one thing that gets to me on that part, any animal, if they're being shown off in a place they don't want to be at.
Yeah, it would happen anywhere.
So, like, whatever.
I don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, basically. And then he goes to the court and they tell him, oh, you can't do this anymore. Farmer Brown, he's like, well, I'll show you, monsters. You know, they basically go. And it cuts to, I don't know how much longer after. And Bruce Wayne's on a date with someone he can't.
I have a feeling it's like a year later.
I don't remember. But anyway, he's on a date with someone he doesn't remember their name. It's either Sharon or Karen. And I didn't like that aspect of it. Basically, this episode is Bruce Tim and their company thought of this Farmer Brown character to be like an Adam West villain, like when they just started to make up their own villains in like season 3, where they had like King Tut and Egghead. So that's kind of their version of an Adam West villain that's not made in the comics. You know, it's just like they just made it up. So this episode is more of a comedy than really a serious Batman episode. I don't know if you really noticed that. It's a lot of dry humor.
I thought it was going to be more serious.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Until it got like halfway through and I was like.
Really dumb.
Yep,
yeah, it's really stupid. So he's on a dinner date with this girl he doesn't remember. And then like this other old lady at this next table over. It's like, oh, there's a bug. And like the waiter, he just comes up and he's like, oh, is there a bug in your salad? She's like, no, right there. And it's like this giant 6-foot praying mantis. You would think she would see it, you know, a mile away, or she would scream or have a bigger reaction than like, oh, there's a bug, you know. And then Batman shows up. Well, Bruce Wayne's already there, and he transitions into Batman.
I love how he transforms.
Yeah,
he finds a spot to turn into Batman. He did a Superman.
Yeah, he basically did a Superman. Like, it's kind of weird seeing Bruce Wayne. Well, not so much Bruce Wayne, but it was kind of weird seeing this whole episode took place like during like, you know, like the middle of the day. You know, it's weird seeing Batman in the middle of the day with like these bright colors and everything and these vibrant backgrounds. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, and he doesn't blend in at all. So like, he's not utilizing what he's, you know, what he trained for is utilizing the night and everything and the shadows. And he's just out there in broad daylight. It's just like, oh, there's Batman. He's fucking right there. It's not like he's like can hide in a tree line or anything like that. But he faces off these giant praying mantis, and their heads just pop off, and there's blood and
no. First of all, before that, remember he's trying to do insecticide on them.
Oh, right, yeah. It's convenient that it's right there.
And Farmer Brown just says. And then Farmer Brown doesn't say anything. He just falls apart, like say. But later on, he's like, "I made them that way. They fall apart when I want them."
Yeah,
to fall apart.
Yeah. He basically proves that when he's talking to Robin and Batgirl in the Batcave. He's like, "Oh yeah, he. There's something bigger coming. This was just a show to showcase that like something bigger is going to happen and occur in Gotham City." And he shows this evidence to Commissioner Gordon later on. Then there's this talking goat that just wanders into the, the police station.
The goat shape. I thought it was Batman being a dick.
Oh, really?
And just taking his donut and walking in there. Because it's like Shadow walks by Bullock, takes donut. Now Batman's inside Commissioner Gordon's office, closing the blinds. And I'm like, where's the donut?
Yeah, that is a very Batman kind of move where you would like, especially throughout the animated series, where you see Batman's shadow and you would get the silhouette and you just instantly know it's Batman. So I could see how you got mistaken there. It does make sense.
After I watched it, I realized
people watching the show wouldn't go like, oh, there's a fucking, like, seeing that silhouette. They wouldn't go like, oh, that's a goat. You go like, oh, yeah, that's Batman going through, you know, the offices of the police. So he basically
just. How often does he do that, though? So
I don't know.
It's very weird setup.
He talks to Bullock like every other weekend, and he just eats his donuts. And like Bullock finally feels like he's gonna catch him, and it's just a goat. But Batman definitely doesn't eat donuts. Batman only eats. He's on a keto diet.
Bat donuts.
Yeah.
They have only Batman symbols on them.
I don't know.
Only mean at Dunkin' Donuts in Gotham.
I don't think Batman would have. He has the willpower not to eat sweets. You know, he wouldn't eat any of that. He would just eat just fully healthy stuff. Doesn't drink.
Everybody has a sweet tooth, and they always crave one.
No, Batman
donuts.
Batman definitely does not eat donuts. Come on, let's be real. If he's fucking training with ninjas and everything, and like basically putting
how
himself.
How hard does he eat one donut? Training off in a night.
It's definitely not Batman. He's eating eggs and rice and basically, right? Yeah, like rice cakes. He's eating like the lowest carbs he can find and just like high protein. That's what he's doing.
Okay.
You know, if Rocky, what's up, Robert? if Rocky's doing that, Batman's definitely doing that. If Rocky's drinking raw eggs, Batman is doing twice as much. Okay. Batman's not fucking eat donuts. Superman can eat donuts because it won't affect him. He can eat whatever the fuck he wants. Batman is not eating donuts. Robin can eat donuts. But anyway, besides the point.
So Superman can't get fat.
You know, I think Superman could get fat if he really tried. If he really wanted to.
Hold on.
What are you doing? Are you looking up like red kryptonite Superman where he turns into a bad guy?
It's fucking hilarious.
Okay, so Matt's searching for something. Anyway, this goat is programmed to speak this.
Oh, I found it.
What did you find?
I don't want to share. No. That's what I want. My screen share again.
I don't know. Press screen or whatever.
I did that. And it says go to Chrome. And I'm already on Chrome. Or whatever.
Wait. It's showing up. Oh, there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Oh, this thing's broken. Whatever.
Mom, it's broken. Okay, so anyway.
That's what
basically, well, the goat tells the bidding of Farmer Brown and that he wants, I don't know, X amount of dollars to be paid off. And no Batman.
No, howdy. Howdy.
He doesn't say
anything. He's in there. They get a conversation.
Does he say howdy? I don't even remember that.
He says howdy three times when he walks in the door.
I don't even remember. He might have. I don't know. Oh, that looks terrible. What is that?
Bad Superman.
What is that from?
I don't know. Some guy made it.
That looks awful.
And this thing.
Oh my god. I thought you were talking about like red kryptonite Superman where he's like fat. Apparently red kryptonite like in different comic books like affects. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. So red kryptonite like affects Superman's body in random ways. In Smallville, it like affects his ambitions. So like say he's like, oh, like his like darkest like kind of things that he's internalizing, he's not going to like actually exert in those emotions. But if he has red kryptonite on, he's just going to go like, oh, fuck it. I don't care. You know? So he doesn't have that those things that like pull you back from doing, you know, the worst things you would think of, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, in most comic renditions, it's like he could just turn into a fat man, he could turn into a bug. It just whatever the fuck can happen to him. So it's just random, you know. Which I don't know. I kind of like both.
Okay.
I do like the Red Kryptonite. Take away his ambitions, but I think if it was like a different Kryptonite, like just did some random shit, like some weird thing, like I don't know, like Crystal Kryptonite or something. Just this whatever.
It's a restaurant.
Yeah. but anyway, so Bullock brings the ransom money to Farmer Brown's daughter. She brings the he's following the goat onto the boat. The boat is taken off, and Bullock is pushed off by the goat, and then he latches on, and then he's sent to be hog slop, and this hog looks freaking utterly creepy and disturbing.
I actually like that one design better than everything else.
The hog looks good.
The chickens look cool. Fucked. The cows look just evil. The pig just looks like, oh, that's the next step in evolution for him.
Oh yeah, we skipped all the cows, the cow rampage and the chicken rampage. That's before. Because the chickens look like vultures and they have boils on their neck. No, the
chickens look like pterodactyls.
They look like pterodactyl vultures, and they have like boils on their necks, and they're pecking at the blimps, the police blimps, and it takes forever for it to go down. And Batman leads one of the chickens. He nets one of them, and it's in like Gotham Harbor. And it cuts away. That thing drowned. That thing is dead.
That's not the first one that dies.
It's drowning.
That's not the only one that dies.
That one definitely dies.
I know. That one died.
That one's but dead.
Then the one at the barbecue plant.
Oh, yeah.
The barbecue sauce. That one died.
Yeah, that one looked like – it looked gruesome when the one shot when it, like it's – its talons are out and its wings are and it's covered with barbecue sauce. It literally looked like it was just gorged in blood. Like it was just like covered in blood.
That was awful. Barbecue sauce that fell on it.
So I was listening to the commentary about it. Apparently the original concept for that scene was that it was supposed to be like fry oil. And so the chicken bit into the frying oil and then it like cooks it alive. But that didn't go through the ratings, you know. They couldn't do that, so they made it.
No, that'd be funny if it like it turned into a regular fried chicken. It had no head, no nothing.
It was supposed to be. Well, I think they did it more gruesome, like in their concept, you know. So they weren't allowed to do that. So instead, it looks like it's just covered in blood. SpongeBob
can fry his friends. His fans at that stadium. We can fry a damn chicken.
I don't know. It looks like, but instead it looks like it's covered in blood, like there's a massacre. And before, Robin says, holy cow, when there's a giant cow that rampages through the streets of Gotham. And then he says, he gets this bull trapped inside a building. It's like, basically chasing after Robin because he's just a big bright red target, which they make fun of in Tiny Toons. To go off topic a little bit, in Tiny Toons they make a parody of Batman where the Daffy Duck like little kid character is Batman and the Porky Pig little kid is Robin. He's like, oh, we'll dress you up in all the bright colors so you'll be the target to draw all the fire, you know, which is what would happen in real life. Robin would have gotten shot, and Batman would have been gone scathed.
That's why he has so many Robins.
Exactly. He had at least one.
He's tired of being the target.
He has at least three or four that I can think of off the top of my head.
I thought he had more than that. Well, I thought he had like six.
Oh, there's five I could think of. Anyway, I thought that was pretty funny. Tim Drake, Dick Grayson, Jason Todd,
the girl one.
The girl, I forget her name.
His son.
Karen. So, yeah, Damian Wayne.
I think
Wayne.
We got a new one, right?
I don't know.
There's a new one on the marriage? I don't know yet.
I can think of the five. There might be another one, but I don't know. Yeah, I forget the girl's name. She's in Dark Knight Returns. I forget her name. She's like the future one. Anyway, he's basically a big red shiny target for this bull, and the bull ends up ramming his head into a china shop because you have to do bull in a china shop. You know, you have to have that joke in there. And then Batgirl gets a big dump truck and just rams it into the building to just pin it in there. Mm-hmm. And then Robin says, "That's a lot of bull." You know, so you gotta have that. You gotta have that in there.
That's Adam West shit.
Yeah, this whole episode is an Adam West 66 Batman episode. Just more drier in its humor. It's not very as outlandish, like obvious that it's a joke. But it's definitely a joke, like the whole episode.
You know the funny thing is, I go back to the barbecue spot.
Yeah.
No, Batman just flies through a fucking window like nothing happened.
Yeah.
I was just thinking of that. Like, he threw through a window without nothing happening.
Yeah.
If I threw through a window, it'd be crashing because those windows that they use for those kind of buildings aren't like thin. They're fucking thick blocks.
Well, you know what? With that barbecue sauce, maybe it melted the window a little bit. You know, it's hot. You know, so like it's the glass is pretty thin.
No. And then right after the pterodactyl took it out.
The glass is made out of candy. It's candy, rock candy glass.
You're fucking reaching.
Yeah.
You're trying.
I don't know. Who cares? There's fucking giant chickens with boils. Like, that's the least of my concern.
When do you think you'll break the window with something else in his fucking head?
I don't know. He's fucking Batman. Yeah, he used his head. He got a titanium helmet on. He has a titanium cowl on. Yeah. That's what he had. You know? Remember that episode? I do.
I don't remember him strapping that on.
You know what I do like? I do like Farmer Brown's like secret island hideout, where it's basically they're in a big barn, and like it's like indoors, like it's an artificial wall of like blue skies and everything. And his silo is a big rocket ship, and you know, with a bunch of pods for giant gray mantis.
Can you mention that? Because they do that in Arrow.
Oh no.
They do that in
There's
Arrow.
A farm
Arrow
on an island. Episode.
They have to. They're planning on destroying the actual like the world in a way, and they made a town underneath the town. And it's all hot, like TV screens all looking up, so it looks like a universe that's not like fucked. It's all official stuff.
But it's not.
And everything
it's
else.
Not a farm though.
It's not a farm, but I feel like they took the idea of this to make it that.
Should have been a farm. They should have just brought back Farmer Brown. It's still DC. They could have just brought back this guy. Why not?
He was there. No one showed him.
He's off camera.
But they put up at the end of the show too.
Yeah, Silo blows up at the end with his Prey Mantis pods.
Oh, you just ruined the ending. Yeah. Come on. I was talking about Arrow, not this episode. Ending.
That's okay. We're going back and forth anyway. Yeah, so it's kind of, like I said earlier, it's kind of odd seeing the Batman characters. Even if it's an artificial daylight, it, like, in animation just looks like daylight. Seeing the Batman characters in broad daylight is kind of weird. It's, you know, that's definitely more of a Superman setting. I do like how he injected his daughter with hormones, and he's like, she's manhandling a bullock, and like she picks him up over her head and just throws him into the pig pen. And then that's when they find out that they're being tracked. Farmer Brown has this, you know, words of wisdom, go like, always check your money, always check what the your shoes, what the cow left, and check your money. I like that line. That was pretty funny. The Western logic.
They show her picking up a bag of like chicken feed that's bigger than her.
Oh yeah, that's right. Prior bullock.
And then they make that saying, "Oh, this pig is pretty quick, is fast."
Mm.
Because he's calling him bullock.
Oh yeah, they say like, "Oh, he's pretty fast for a fat boy." So, yeah.
Well, that's it. And he's like fucking dodging for his life.
You know what I kind of wish they did? You know, I wish they brought back Farmer Brown. And you know what I wish they did? I wish they brought him back, even though this episode's ridiculous.
In a movie? No,
not in a movie. Just in the animated series in the universe. Like, if they brought back Farmer Brown, but he competes with Kent Farm or something. He does something with the Kents. He fucks up their livestock, or he does something like small and minor. And then, like, his steroid-filled daughter fights Supergirl. I think that would have been an interesting kind of fight. I would watch that.
I
would
watch those cans. I'm gonna stick their cows with this needle.
Yeah, he does.
They'll never know what's happening.
Yeah, he does something with the Kents, and something with, like, maybe there's some big showing at the county fair in Smallville, and the Kents have the biggest cow, but Farmer Brown is like, I'm going to take care of their cow.
He
injects a skinny serum. And no, he makes the daughter inject the skinny serum. And then that's when Kara, Supergirl, she's in the farm, like taking care of the chickens or whatever, the cows or horses. And then she sees the daughter doing that. And then they have a battle. They have a fight. I would see that. I want to see that fight. I want to see Farmer Brown.
There's more of a Superman episode than a Batman episode.
The setup. No, this is not what I'm saying. I'm not saying replace this episode. Keep this episode as is. And then in the Superman animated series, have an episode with Farmer Brown as the main protagonist against the Kents, against Superman. So basically, he crosses over to – he leaves Gotham. He's like, well, I'm done with that. I'm done with, I'm done with these bat folk.
Uh-huh.
And then he goes to – that's when he moves to Smallville. And then they're competing with the county fair.
I don't know. To me, it feels like it should be like more of a prequel than a sequel. So that's when he invents the gross serum.
I can see that.
So he thinks he's awesomer because he's just – And then Batman one, he's like, "You get my cow," and then because he has it already.
Yeah, other... right. I agree with that. I'm down with that.
So that means the Superman animated series had to be prior the Batman. The
first one, yeah. They should make that episode. See, don't you want to see that now? I think that would be. it'd be stupid. This episode was dumb, but it would have been pretty entertaining. I would watch the hell out of it.
I don't know. It'd be a decent Superman.
Right. It would have been a good Superman episode, especially like
it'd be a 5-star freaking Superman episode. 1-star Batman.
I'm just saying, there's a connection there with the farms and everything, like the Kent farm. There's definitely that connection with Superman. More so than Batman. Batman doesn't have anything to do with farms. You know, it's just a stupid one-off character. No, you don't. Batman should have a guano farm. He probably does in his cave. It doesn't even matter. but, you know, I think I'll watch the hell of that episode. So, if anyone's listening, if there's any concept artists, I want to see... I want to see a rendition of Supergirl fighting Farmer Brown's daughter. I want to see that image. What is that? I don't know what that is. I can't tell what that is. Oh, that's Farmer Batman. Does it say perfect?
Yeah.
Okay, I see it now. Don't you want to see that? There's any artists out there who got this far in that episode, please make that. I want to see. What the fuck is that?
Superman Hoenn.
Oh, my God. Yeah, see? Where's that episode? I want to see. If there's any artists out there and they could draw Superman fighting Farmer Brown's daughter with this concept, I wanted to see that. Please draw that. And we'll share it.
I don't like to show one thing. What is Superman doing in this?
He's fighting his dog. His dog's being annoying, so he pushed him off. He's like, get off me. He didn't train him yet.
His face is just like, fuck you, you asshole.
All right, so if there's any artists out there, draw Farmer Brown's daughter fighting Supergirl on Kent Farm. Okay.
Yes.
I want to see this.
Please.
Please do it. We're going to post this on social media so people can hear it. Hopefully, you know, if you guys, and we'll definitely shout you out next episode. That'll be awesome. I want to see that.
Yes, we will.
So, yeah, I mean, the end of the episode is just Batman goes in, they fight the, you know, they go into the silo, and then Batman eggs on this giant praying mantis to open the door, you know, try to attack him, and then it cuts open the door, and then they get out, and Batman drives the police SWAT car into the silo, and it blows up, and then Farmer Brown's out in the harbor with his daughter, and the silo debris basically breaks their ship, and that's kind of the end of the episode. Then they get arrested. that's the whole episode.
I love how Bullock like mentions like the Batman like for all these freaks.
You took care of the Joker and all these other freaks, and now we're gonna get destroyed by a farmer and his bugs or whatever, you know.
And he's like, I got front row seats for it.
Yeah, that's and great. I'm here to see it. Yeah, which you know, it's true. I mean, Batman did win in the end, so that's the important part.
True.
So, Matt, what do you think of Critters? I wouldn't.
Shit. Just a shit. I enjoy it. So I give it a fucking three.
I agree.
But it's not a good Batman anime series.
No, it's.
But is it in season four? Like at the end of the
one? This is season four when they changed the animation. But there's definitely better season four episodes than this one.
But this is the last of the season.
Yeah, this was the last.
This was the last season. So like, I'm not expecting like masterpieces to come out in the end of the show.
Definitely the best episodes came out. When the animation looked like it was from the 1940s. I mean, there are a few episodes in this last season that I would actually put in the top 10, but none of them would be above top 5, if that makes sense. They would be in the top 10. There's a few. Like,
but the thing is like those like earlier episodes are more than our fighting for a new in the next season. Now they're in the final finale season. It's just like, well, can we put out there to make the freaking run last in the season that we make?
Yeah, I think you're kind of right.
Whatever. They knew when they changed the animation it wasn't gonna be the best.
I don't know. Well, I think that they changed more the animation to keep in like the same line as Superman the Animated Series, because Superman the Animated Series came out you know, after the third season of Batman, and then they're like, if they changed the animation because they didn't want, they were going to make it look like Superman set in the 40s, but then they're like, oh, well, if we do that, we're going to make basically a worse version of the Max Fleischer Superman animated show, serials. It's not going to look nearly as good, so that's why they changed the animation and made it like more, more like clean cut, if that makes sense.
Okay.
So that's why they changed the Batman animation as well, so they could put Batman into that universe, you know. So that's why the animation changed. Which, I mean, I would be curious to see that original Superman concept where they made Superman like look like he's from the 1940s. I mean, I think they did the right choice by reamping the animation and made it like set in a future past than basically the 1940s. Because I think they're right. I think it would have been more compared to the Max Fleischer animated series. Well, animated.
Too much clash.
It would have been more comparisons there. But it now, since they like set the animation to its different standard, it's not going to be as, you know, comparable at that point.
Yeah.
So I think they made the ultimate right decision. There is some concept art of their first drawings of Superman, the animated series, with like the old school looking Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen and Lex Luthor and all the gang.
Okay.
I want to see if I can find it. So while I try to find this, do you have any last minute things about Critters? Yeah, Critters.
Not really. It's just like, it's just, I'm going to remember it. I'm not going to not remember it. When Bullock comes in the door, that goat took my dope.
Yeah, and then like Commissioner Gordon's like looking at him like, wow, you're an asshole.
Shut up, so late.
A goat a goat just talked to us, man. And you're
worried about donuts.
Yeah, you're concerned about your freaking donut. Alright, well, I found the image. Let's see if I could actually share.
Did you?
If I could share my screen. All right, let me know if you could see my screen.
Working.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I see it.
All right, so you see these images of Superman? So this would have been like the Superman. These are the original concept arts of Superman, which I do like. Like this, it definitely is reminiscent, especially the Clark Kent is reminiscent of the old Max Fleischer serials. You know, and there's Lois Lane. Jimmy Olsen looks like a dweeb, which is great. Because Jimmy Olsen's the best weeb. And, you know, Perry White and Lex Luthor. Lex Luthor looks like he has some meat on his bones. He looks like he looks like a linebacker.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? You know?
Yeah, he looks like he's been, like, training
or
something.
But you know what? I would have been curious to actually see at least, like, an early, like, episode concept or something with this design. You know, I almost do wish there was a parallel universe where they kind of went with this just to be able to see it, but I think they did make the right call by not doing that. So
okay.
So what do you think?
No, I actually would like to see it too, actually, because it really looks like pretty neat.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Like neat stuff. And all that stuff. It's just like, how much are they gonna commit to that show, though?
That's the problem. It would have.
They can commit to these character details, like how much the show would be.
It would have looked like Batman animated series, but Superman. That's what it would have looked like.
Because Fletcher, he committed to every detail.
Well, they had live action actors to trace on. So, like, they had that benefit. This show wouldn't have had that. So that's why it looks lifelike, because it's lifelike movements and animations. So this was our Thanksgiving episode, because this is the closest thing we could think of to Batman or Superman Thanksgiving. Let us know if you if you know any other Superman Batman mediums where Thanksgiving's a big part, but I thought this was kind of the closest thing we could find.
Thanksgiving.
Is there a Justice League Thanksgiving? I know there's a Justice League Christmas episode, but I don't think there's a Thanksgiving episode. Like, it's easy to find Christmas medium, you know, mediums, but Thanksgiving's a little harder to find.
It's overlooked. That's
Thanksgiving's
the
like the thing in between Halloween and Christmas. You know, there's more mediums for Halloween and Christmas, not really Thanksgiving. There's Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I can't really think of anything else, even in general.
That's funny. Funny thing is, I type in Justice League Thanksgiving. There's a supposedly there is a comic issue with this on it.
I have seen that picture before. I don't know. I don't know if that's just a, like the cover art or if that's actually.
Nope. There's story. A scene from the comic. I mean, lunch. I mean, dinner.
Okay. But is that just dinner or is it Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, because that's what the art is in the front.
I don't know.
And then there's just a bunch of fan parodies of things.
Yeah. Well,
but the only thing close enough we're going to get is that comic book.
Yeah. Well, if we ever find it, maybe we'll do that. But we're definitely not going to have time this year.
Comicology. We may find it there.
Yeah. Well, this was definitely – this was – we're not going to have time. This is our Thanksgiving episode. You know, take it as you will. You know, we'll see where this show goes in the future. I mean, I definitely want to keep it Batman and Superman as the main focus, but I think we're going to branch off a little bit, in the future. Cause like when I talk about DC news, it just makes me depressed, you know, it just makes me sad. I don't really want to talk about it.
No good news is coming from them.
No, I mean, Wonder Woman's coming out. There's like, I mean, if there's like something I specifically want to talk about, I'll talk about it. But where do you think this show should go, Matt? Should, I mean, obviously, I think Superman, Batman should obviously be the main focus, but I think we should branch off a little bit. In some.
I think we should start doing some other things just to keep things different.
Yeah.
Or not.
No, I agree. I think we should at least do a Batman.
Yeah, we should keep it to Batman and Superman. We'll just throw in some difference here and there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think we should at least do like a Batman Superman short in the beginning, like just like a little thing. And then even if we want to talk about like a big movie, like a movie at the end, like as the meteor part that has nothing to do with Batman and Superman, I'm fine with that. But I think we should at least keep them in each episode in some capacity, if that makes any sense. Like even if we do the Daily Show. I have a few ideas. I think we could figure some stuff out. But this is Josh from Bat Yard Productions sending you off up, up, and away until next Bat Yard's Finest episode.
And this is Superman's pal Matt becoming super friends. Time.
Yeah, you did it.